There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true.
Shutter your eyes from the pollution of man-made light. Trust your instinct to guide your thoughts. Don't just think a wish or project a desire. No, it will come to pass. A starried belief igniting the law of attraction. You, a microscopic entity, amid the creative fire of probability. Shutter your eyes from the pollution of man-made light. Trust your instinct to guide your thoughts. Don't just think a wish or project a desire. No, it will come to pass. A starried belief igniting the law of attraction. You, a microscopic entity, amid the creative fire of probability. Everything which is artificial makes man heavy. Everything that is natural makes one feel light. A heavy mind and a light mind. A sad mind is a heavy mind. A depressed mind is a heavy mind. A confused mind is a heavy mind. A repentant mind is a heavy mind. A worried mind is a heavy mind. A fearful mind is a heavy mind. Heaviness drags you down and lightness takes you up. Spirituality is the path where you get the wings of lightness. But if, while treading this path of spiritual life, if things are making you heavy and heavy and heavier, probably something has gone wrong. Time and again we have heard in Murli and Baba saying to us, stay light, not just light but double light. So this feeling of lightness should accompany us at all stations of spiritual life. The moment lightness is gone and natural attention is supplanted by tension, the joy, the bliss of spiritual life vanishes. All attempts should be made to bring back this lightness. And how to bring that lightness? We all have got experience of feeling heavy. And when the mind is heavy, what happens? You don't feel like to do anything. You don't feel like to talk with anyone. When the mind is heavy, the enthusiasm is lost. You don't feel like to listen to any knowledge. No interest in yoga. No interest in any meditative techniques. No interest in newness, in novelty. No curiosity. Life becomes dead. absolutely lifeless existence. And every man is carrying some or other heaviness. From where this heaviness is coming? Probably from the past or future. Some future worries, stresses and tensions. Or past repentances. Past memories. Past hurts. Past traumas. Everything makes the existence heavy. And when something is heavy, it goes down. It cannot fly. Baba says you should have wings of lightness. Where that lightness is lost? This is really a question to think, to churn, and bring back that original sense of lightness. So what are the methods, ways to feel light? Knowledge makes you light. Ignorance makes you heavy. Increase the knowledge. Never remain satisfied with what you have understood. Because the highest, the ultimate, the final truths are yet unrevealed, ununderstood. Whatever we have understood till now about life is nothing. There are many more chapters of life which are still a mystery. We really do not know anything about life. The more we know, the more we know that we know not. So the thirst for knowledge should go on, and this thirst would automatically lead to a sense of lightness. Ignorance, avidya, makes you heavy. So dispel the darkness of ignorance with the light of knowledge. Second is meditation. It's an attempt to detach yourself from the gross and feel the subtle. And body is the grossest thing. While staying in this gross existence, to feel that lighter existence. We are not just physical beings, but if we are divine beings, we should feel that divine sense of lightness and divinity. Whilst here in this body, the lightness, if you want to achieve experience, learn new methods and techniques, bring novelty in meditation. The third thing is nature. The moment you enter into nature, the five elements, you feel the lightness. Baba used to say that to sit in a closed room is like sitting in the prison of womb, garbha jail. When you go out in nature, your mind opens. When you go out in nature, you feel refreshed. So seek nature. Whenever you feel light, heaviness, and you don't feel any interest in studying knowledge or in meditating, the best method is seek the company of nature. The mountains, the river, the ocean, the streams, the lakes, the sky, the moon, the stars, everything that is in nature, go and sit. Tapasya means ekanta priya. Tapasya means ekagrata. Tapasya means to belong to one father. Tapasya means economy. Five definitions of tapasya in today's Avyakta Murli. So tapasya, the rishis, the sages used to do deep into the woods. They would feel that love, that lightness. So if you want to feel light, one of the best method is nature. If you are sick, Dr. Air, Dr. Sun, Dr. Water, Dr. Earth, seek them. The nature's dispensary is always open, 24/7, free of cost, the drugless hospital. So seek nature and you will feel light. The fourth method to experience lightness is the purification of intestines. Pure stomach. Knowledge, meditation, so pure stomach when the body is free of all the mucus, when the body is free of all the undigested material food, when the body is free of all the rotten, the decayed material, when the stomach is clean, the mind becomes clean. When the stomach is clean, your senses get heightened. When the stomach is clean, automatically you start feeling light. When the body is free from the unnecessary ingestion, digestion and elimination, you feel light. When the body is filled with light, automatically you become light. When the body is not overburdened with unnecessary job of eating, digesting and eliminating, the body becomes light. And when the body becomes light, mind cannot keep itself heavy, because body and mind, body and soul are one unit. One is vibrating at a very slow speed and another is vibrating at a high speed. That's it. Every cell should become free from unnecessary job, unnecessary labor. When the cell is filled with light, your whole body becomes light. That's why all the food with high vibrations should be taken. And all the food which is very low vibrational food should be shunned. So the lighter you become, you understand the subtleties of things. Your mind becomes so subtle, you can penetrate into the secrets of the happening. As I said, the senses become very sharp. The clarity of the mind increases. There is no confusion. There is no question of any fatigue. There is no question of unnecessary sleeping. There is no question of tiredness. There is no question of exhaustion. A person who is light is filled with immeasurable amount of energy. The energy is exuding. The energy is oozing out. So much energy. So much power. Because the entire system is clean. The body is not filled with unnecessary toxins. And also, such a person is automatically free from all diseases. No illness, no diseases. And when you don't have any illness and when you don't have any sickness, there is no question of unnecessary drugs. So you're free from so many things. You're free from drugs, you're free from sickness, you're free from tiredness, you're free from fatigue. You're free from pains here and there in the body. Ask any human being, are you old, healthy? They say, I'm healthy, but there is little pain here. There's little pain there. A painful body, how can it be a healthy body? A light body is a painless body. A light body is a fatigue-less body. A light body is a disease-less body. A light body is a toxin-free body. A body which is filled with energy. Abundant energy. And light body is a not self-torturing body. Self-inflicting body. It's a body, it's a life of joy and celebration. You rejoice, you jump, you dance, because there is lightness. A person who is heavy, can he dance? Only the light can dance. And dance is not always gross, it is also subtle. But even gross dance, you need a lighter body. So to feel lightness, you need what? Purification of stomach. So get rid of all that processed, all that burnt, all that canned, all that food that contains earthly salts, earthly matter. The lesser it is, the best. The grains and the cereals, they're very heavy. They carry earthly salts. They make you heavy. What else? Exercise. Next. Exercise makes you feel lighter. The more you sweat, the toxins move out and you feel light. The new energy arises. The dopamines and the neurotransmitters, serotonin, adrenaline, everything surges up. and a new world you reach. So energy loves to move and body loves to move. So during exercising, energy moves. And Brahmins have no time for this purpose. They are busy in service and they say that our service is already an exercise. This is the waste, unnecessary. This is body consciousness. But it is not body consciousness. It takes you away from body consciousness. So the more you exercise, the feeling of soul consciousness will increase. This is not hobby. This is necessity. This is just like eating. The next is walk. The more you walk, the better you feel. Our body is filled with energy chakras and energy circuits. So every joint is a chakra. So when you move any joint, you make the energy flow. You make the energy move. And energy loves to move, and energy and the energetic circuit should get completed. The chakras will open. The circuit will open. The circuit is complete and the chakras open. The surge of Kundalini, the energy current, will happen in the body. And when so many things are happening in the body, how can soul remain intact? The clogged up soul will also open. The soul is filled with so many vices and sorrows and sufferings and miseries and pain and worldly cares and worldly sufferings. The world is full of sorrow. A man asks his friend, "What do you think about happiness? What is happiness?" The person says, "I have no idea. Actually, I got married at a very early age. So I never got a chance to taste happiness. The troubled life makes you heavy, full of worries and cares of this world. So for lightness, what you should do is walking." Next, singing and dancing. These are the two good exercises. They make you feel light. They release the stress, the tension. Of course, this is an exercise in itself. Other thing is jogging and running. When you run, a different energy enters you. Running, in fact, makes you bodiless. The experience of bodilessness happens. When you run, you run, you run, you run, you run, you run. Because you are alone. And who is around you? Nature. The birds, the trees, the road, and none else. Solo run. You are in such a close contact with your own self that you experience a next level happiness. So that's also one of the methods to feel light. Other thing is writing. Jot down your thoughts. Other thing is composing poems. They make you feel light. Journaling is writing your thoughts, your daily routine. Composing poems is a creative act. But it is not about sitting and thinking that let me write a poem. It should not be like this. Poems should come on their own. Poems are songs. They should fall like rains from the heaven. They should come like songs from the bird. It is not that there is a function and I want to write a poem or song for it. It will be artificial and superficial. Poetries and sing songs, they should come naturally, very naturally. And such a song, there was an English poet, Coleridge. He has written so many poetries, but half of his poetries are incomplete. And he never completed them. Just half, more than half are incomplete poems. Because he did not feel like to complete them. He is the master. He wrote, half written and he left. Poets are masters. There is no obligation or compulsion. They don't want to become famous. When Rabindranath Tagore was dying, he was so unhappy. And his friend told him, "Why are you so unhappy?" He said, "I could not compose poetries." His friend said, "What? You have composed 6,000 poetries. Percy Bysshe Shelley, said to be the greatest poet, He has just composed 2000 or 3000 somewhere. You have composed more poetries than even Kalidasa and Percy Bysshe Shelley. Rabindranath says, oh, that was nothing. Now I have learnt. Now I am feeling the energy. Now the real poetry has started. Now I have understood the art, the joy, the mystery, the beauty. That's why I am thinking. Now I have learnt and now it's the time to go. My task is incomplete, undone. So write. You feel light. Other thing is share. You feel light. Drawing, yeah. Drawing, all creative arts for that matter. Not just drawing, anything, all creative arts. They make you feel lighter. So sharing with somebody, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. They will make you feel light. Then playing, sports, all sports, they make you feel lighter. So learn to play, to jump, sports. Yeah, then I did not tell to share with whom. That depends on you. I said sharing. You decide with whom to share. If you can trust somebody, you should share. But if you feel nobody is trustworthy, you share with yourself, your own image in the mirror, or you share with your pet animal. If you feel that Baba is not listening or he is far away. But sharing should happen. With whom you are sharing is less important. Sharing the process is more important. Yes, but if you share with Baba, the level of lightness that you achieve would be higher. And there is no chances of leakage. If you confide in him, the things would stay with him. But if you tell the worldly people, they are highly unreliable. So, best is sit and feel light. So, these are the different ways, means you can invent your own methods. But the purpose is you should feel all the time. And especially in the times of difficult situations, circumstances, when things are not good, when situations are unfavorable, when people are not very cooperative. During those times to feel lightness is all the more important. But there should be a habit to cultivate lightness. Lightness is cultivation. Energy cultivation. So create this lightness within you. When you are light, everything becomes light. When you are heavy, everything becomes heavy. So you have. Other thing is arrange the things. Rack. And re-racking the things, organizing the things. A woman calls at the customer care and says, what is this happening? 4 hours internet is not working. The man at the other end says, madam, why don't you do some household work till then? Om Shanti.